As the National Party works to rebuild its reputation with the New Zealand public, its former leader has made a COVID comeback, criticising the government's pandemic response. But as political reporter Charlie Drever reports, it's unclear whether Sir John Key's war of words will help or hamper Judith Collins's precarious position as leader.
Sir John Key dominated headlines the last few days for his brash summary of the government's vaccine rollout and COVID response, calling New Zealand a smug hermit kingdom.
You know, I think, bluntly, the government has not had a plan, and they actually do not have a plan that they can communicate to New Zealanders about when we're going to open, when they're going to fix something like an MIQ system, which is leaving, you know, huge numbers of New Zealanders stateless. And frankly, all they have actually done is lock us down.
Political commentator and former National Party staffer Ben Thomas says these comments could help clear the way for National's policy on the border. But he is unsure if Sir John still has the same influence as he did when he was Prime Minister, and if his so-called second coming will ultimately help the party.
But he has a long history of persuasion, of trustworthiness, and so I think the National leader, Judith Collins, will be very glad to see someone of his sort of status, you know, opening up a critique and a debate about the government's policies, which, you know, perhaps the National Party in Parliament have not been successful in doing.
However, there is also a risk of Sir John stealing current leader Judith Collins' thunder. If what these Wellingtonians think is anything to go by.
When he was in charge of National, it was pretty good. I'm not a huge fan of Judith Collins.
Yeah, Judith seems to trip herself up on her own words every week. So, yeah, it doesn't give you the confidence.
She's just kind of coming in and taking a very critical stance and appealing to quite a small contingent of people.
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably John Key would be better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough choice. Yeah. Anyone but Judith?
Sir John said he had not spoken to Ms. Collins before releasing his plan, but had done so after the fact. Judith Collins and John Key's relationship has been far from smooth sailing over the years, as even Ms. Collins pointed out in her autobiography. However, when asked if John Key is acting as a pseudo-opposition leader, Ms. Collins disagreed, saying he is just expressing the frustration she and others feel.
There's really no plan to open up New Zealand to the world. There's no plan to open up Auckland at the moment to the rest of New Zealand. So what he's doing is just expressing his views. I actually welcomed his comments.
But she didn't completely agree with his choice of words to describe those frustrations.
I certainly heard the term hermit kingdom, which is something that I've read in the, I think it was The Economist recently, a few weeks ago. It's certainly one that I've probably used myself. There's a feeling of locking ourselves off from the world. I'm not sure about North Korea, though. I think that's a step too far.
And the National leader, Judith Collins, will get a chance to prove herself and shake off the ghost of John Key when the party unveils its plan for the border and vaccinations this week. But for now, the government is pushing ahead with its plan, today announcing a pilot for those travelling for business to isolate at home and confirming dates for quarantine-free travel for RSC workers.